You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Able is New Zealand's leading provider of media access services. Today is the launch of Able's new app, EarCatch. EarCatch will provide blind and low vision New Zealanders all-time access to synced audio description through wide streaming media platforms such as TVNZ. Ash spoke to Able CEO Dan Buckingham about the app and what EarCatch will mean for Aotearoa's blind and low vision community.
EarCatch is an app that we get to license and launch here in Aotearoa, and it is a way to provide audio description for the broadcast industry in a way that is currently not catered for with the lack of audio description we have on our broadcast on-demand channels Plus and 3 Now.
For those who might not be aware, what is audio description and how is it different from closed captioning?
The audio description is an extra layer of audio which describes the action that's happening on TV. So whereas captions are visual on screen for people who are deaf or hard of hearing, the audio description is the audio sort of equivalent for people who are blind or visually impaired or deaf blind and can't see what's going on. So they may hear, say, a gunshot going off in a show, but they don't know who shot it and what's being shot at and what the context is. The audio description just comes in as an extra layer of audio subtly that's describing the action that's on screen.
What will the app mean for the blind and low vision community?
This is huge for the blind community. So basically, the way it works at the moment is we deliver audio description for the broadcast industry, as in broadcasters, TVNZ, 3. So it goes out on linear television. But there's no way to put audio description on their on-demand services right now. So TVNZ Plus, 3 Now, they can't host audio description. So if you're blind or visually impaired and you want to watch local content, you have to set your schedule and watch it on TV, basically the old school way. So a little bit behind the times, and this basically gives those people an opportunity to watch on-demand viewing like the rest of society.
How accessible is audio description for blind or low vision New Zealanders?
So audio description is the way that we make media accessible for people who are blind or low vision. So that's why it's so important. We're really working hard with broadcasters to make sure that it is ingrained and part of on-demand platforms. But while they're still working on that, it is surprisingly technically difficult. This here is an interim solution that comes in. EarCatch provides that through a third-party app. So basically when people get it, they download the app, they open it up and get to choose the show that they want to watch, and that will provide the audio description through their phone while they're watching the content, either on their laptop or with friends in a TV, on a TV in their lounge.
How does Aotearoa compare when it comes to media accessibilities to other countries?
In short, we do really, really well. We're quite a unique system over here in the way we operate. So Able, who I'm part of the team of here, we are actually a charitable trust. There's no legislation in New Zealand that says that broadcasters have to provide captions or audio description, like many of the other countries we often look to, like Canada, Australia, GB, US. Even though there's no legislation, there's this fantastic system set up where we are a private entity, a charitable trust, funded by public money through NZ On Air, and we get to sit as a neutral provider between all the broadcasters and decide where that resource is spent, work with our community to see what they want, work out where those resources should go, and we basically provide our services to all of the free TV broadcasters in New Zealand.
How can Aotearoa continue to make news, entertainment and culture more accessible?
The future is without a doubt digital. You know, it's where broadcasters are really investing heavily in. TVNZ has its new chief transformation officer, which is essentially a person Kate Slater is tasked with making TVNZ digital first. So for us, you know, Able has always traditionally been delivering to linear broadcast, to old school broadcast TV, and we are really gearing up to be able to deliver in a big way for digital channels to make sure that people who have access needs can just access smashing entertainment, everything that people see in New Zealand, watch on TV, see themselves reflected back on screens. Those people who need those access requirements get to live the same way as everyone else.
Were there any other thoughts you wanted to add in light of the launch?
I think a huge shout out to Ministry of Culture and Heritage. They came up with money that was basically left over from COVID and called it the Regeneration Fund. And they sought to provide projects that would make a difference for the arts and culture in New Zealand, and we're one of those recipients. So this is a pilot scheme where we'll have this going for a year, and we get to choose 1,000 titles that we'll make accessible through TVNZ Plus. And the other thought that I'd love to share is we have a fantastic launch that's all going to air from this morning, and we're going to launch with a special audio describer. Tom Sainsbury has come on board to audio describe an episode of Traders. But yeah, it's a fantastic way to kick off EarCatch and a good reason for anyone to download the app.
That was Ash talking to Able CEO Dan Buckingham on the launch of their new app, EarCatch.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.